If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
It's 2:30 in the morning, November 1854. In a makeshift army hospital, perched above the Bosphorus Strait, rats scurry between cots stacked like bunk beds. Every few minutes, another stretcher swings through the door. Another young man, shivering from cholera, or minus a limb, he marched in with yesterday. Footsteps. Then, light. A single oil lamp slices the darkness. Behind it, a tall woman in a gray dress. Florence Nightingale. But in this moment, the soldiers call her something else. The lady with the lamp. Welcome back, friend, to Hometown History, the show that takes a stroll down the main streets and back alleys of the past to discover how local stories shaped the world. I'm your host, Shane Waters, broadcasting from Wabash, Indiana, where our own county infirmary once fought its own battles against infection in the days before antibiotics. Today, part two of our mini-series, Nursing Through the Ages. Last time we traced healing traditions from ancient Rome to medieval monasteries. Now we meet the woman who dragged nursing into the modern era. While a Jamaican-Scottish entrepreneur named Mary Seacole was busy doing much the same on the front lines. Stick around. Their stories intertwine like two lamp wicks burning at opposite ends of the same war. Florence was born in 1820 in the Italian city of Firenze. That's Florence in English, while her parents toured Europe. Her sister's cradle name? Parthenope, after Naples' ancient Greek settlement. The Nightingales loved their classical references. But Victorian England did not love the idea of its wealthy daughters working, much less tending strangers' bedpans. Florence's decision, at 16, to become a nurse rattled London society, like an unexpected cough in a quiet chapel.
God called me in the morning and asked, "Wouldst thou do good for me?" I answered yes.
In 1851, she trained at Kaiserwerth Institute in Germany, one of the few places that would accept a lady of her class. There, she scrubbed floors alongside Lutheran deaconesses who treated typhoid without complaint. The mid-1850s Crimean War pitted Britain, France, and the Ottoman Empire against Russia. Letters home described wounded soldiers left on the docks, limbs unamputated for days. Public outcry reached London newspapers. The War Office needed a scapegoat or a savior. Enter Florence and her hand-picked corps of 38 nurses. They arrived at Scutari Barracks in November 1854. What they found was a cesspool, literally. Overflowing toilets leaked through the ceiling into the kitchens. The mortality rate soared to roughly 42%.
We are dying by 50s. The lice eat us alive. If they do not mend this hospital, there will be no army left to fight.
Nightingale imposed order. Hand washing stations, proper diets, a laundry. Yet, 6 months in, deaths still spiked. The unseen killer wasn't only visible filth, but sewage beneath the floorboards. While Florence wrangled bureaucracy, across the peninsula, Mary Seacole, daughter of a Jamaican herbalist and a Scottish soldier, petitioned the War Office to join the official nursing corps. They ignored her letters, perhaps because she was a woman of color, perhaps because she lacked the right connections. So, Mary financed her own passage. She built the British Hotel, part canteen, part clinic, a few miles from the front. Soldiers called her Mother Seacole.
I am not ashamed to confess I love my own race. I love to see my people succeed. But I also love the English soldier, and many a brave fellow owes a life renewed to my store of herbs.
Mary's remedies: calomel for dysentery, mustard plasters for chest infections, saved hundreds. Yet Victorian society would largely forget her until the 21st century. Today, a statue of Mary stands outside St. Thomas's Hospital, facing the Parliament that once turned her away. Back at Scutari, engineers Robert Rawlinson and Dr. John Sutherland arrived with the British Sanitary Commission in March 1855. They tore up sewers, installed proper drainage, and flushed the water system. Within two months, the mortality rate plummeted from 42 to just 2.2%. Nightingale's strict routines primed the environment. Sanitation flipped the final switch. Furious at how long officials had ignored her pleas, Florence gathered hospital data and, back home, created her famous Rose Coxcomb diagrams. Graphic proof that more men died from disease than battle. Her charts hit Parliament like a cannonball of colored ink.
The lady has reduced mortality to mere arithmetic. Gentlemen, we can no longer plead ignorance.
Florence would spend the next 50 years lobbying for public health reforms, while Mary returned to bankruptcy and eventually late life recognition. Their combined influence reached Indiana in 1892, when Four Daughters of Charity opened the state's first formal nursing training school at St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis. By 1910, the year Nightingale died, nearly every major U.S. city boasted a nursing school. Even Wabash County's own General Hospital, built in 1913, required its student nurses to study her notes on nursing. Standing in that ward with her lamp, Florence Nightingale became a symbol. But symbols risk blinding us to the team effort behind progress. The real triumph in Crimea was evidence-based sanitation and the courage of women like Mary Seacole, who refused to wait for permission. Do you have a nursing hero from your hometown? Maybe someone who held the lamp or flashlight over your hospital bed at 3 a.m. Reach out to me at the email address in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's journey, follow Hometown History in your favorite podcast app, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and share the episode with just one friend who loves history. Until next time, I'm Shane Waters, reminding you every hometown has a story. Sometimes it walks the night shift with a lamp.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.